The Spring Inventory Liquidation Sale has started at one of the largest men's clothing stores in Chicago. Suits 2020 has suits at 60% off, 70% off, even 80% off. Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free. You name it, we've got it. Executive suits, normally $550, are now buy one, get four free, or pay just $110 each. Suits made in Italy, normally $795, on sale for $210. Now that's better than buy one, get two free, and only at Suits 2020. Slim fit suits and suits with vests have just arrived and are on sale. Beautiful silk ties have been reduced to $7 and dress pants marked down to $20. Hundreds of boys' suits are on sale and marked down along with boys' shirts and ties with discounts of up to 80% off. You won't believe the savings at Suits 2020. The entire store is on sale for only 1 week, so don't miss it. Suits 2020 is located at 7651 North Caldwell in Niles. Call 847-676-2020. That's 847-676-2020.
In Highland Park.
Moeller Nissan in Highland Park at Route 41 and Park Avenue West, just 2 miles north of Lake Hook Road, where right now you'll find incredible Nissan incentives, plus great lease and finance rates during the Spring into Moeller sales event. There's never been a better time to save than right now at Moeller Nissan in Highland Park at Route 41 and Park Avenue West.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
Come
to 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are in the playoffs. For information on the games or tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bears and the NFL will get back to work in about an hour for the second and third rounds of the NFL draft at the Auditorium Theater. Bears are going to pick 39th and 71st overall as of now. Last night, Bears went with Kevin White, the wide receiver from West Virginia, and White says he kind of had a feeling it was coming.
The Bears are definitely one of those teams. This is where I was hoping and praying I would end up. Just after the private visit that I had here, it was a great feeling. And I told my girlfriend and my dad, I think, that I think I'm going to end up in Chicago. And I didn't tell too many people, but I just told my family and girlfriend.
That's the newest Bear on with Dan Bernstein and Hub Arkish. Of course, you can hear the rest of it on 670 The Score. Game one of the second round series between the Hawks and the Wild tonight on the west side. 8:30 puck drop, though. It's the third straight season that the Hawks and Wild have gotten together in the postseason, but the Hawks have never eliminated the same team in three straight playoffs. And Corey Crawford will be in between the pipes tonight. Devin Dubnyk for the Wild. And the Blackhawks also signed Russian Artemi Panarin to a 2-year development contract today. Also, you got game one tonight between Tampa and Montreal. Baseball, a day of firsts at Wrigley.
The pace of play stuff. That ball hit a ton. Deep left center. Gone! His first career home run.
As Len Casper on Comcast Sportsnet, Addison Russell smacking his first big league homer in the third inning, and that held up today for John Lester. Cubs beat the Brewers 1-0. Lester was as good as you'd hope he would be when he signed for $155 million in the offseason. 7 scoreless innings, just 3 hits, allowed only 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. His first win as a Cub after going for an 0 for April. White Sox will continue in Minnesota tonight. Jose Quintana on the bump against Kyle Gibson. Bulls are off. Game 6 tonight of the Atlanta Hawks and Brooklyn Nets. Atlanta can close out the series up 3-2 heading in. The Scoreboard Update brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway. And join 670 The Score for a meet and greet with Southsider Jose Abreu at Phillips Chevrolet in Frankfurt. That's Monday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The first 200 people in line will receive a signed autograph card. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Your Menards 670 weather forecast for tonight. Some clouds dropping down to an overnight low of 50 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy for your Saturday. A little breezy and a high of 75. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 6:35, when the White Sox take on the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Matt Miller, Bleacher Report on the Score.
I love this pick. It was one of my favorite picks of the entire draft. I had Kevin White as the number four player in this year's draft. I actually thought he was the number one receiver. The Bears don't have to go defense. They can go best player available, and you know, wide receiver isn't. I'm really happy with this pick, and hopefully Bears fans are too. Bears fans want defense, but, you know, you have Willie Young coming back off injury. You pick up Pernell McPhee in free agency, get as much talent as possible, and worry about some of the needs maybe in round 3, 4, 5.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God, oh, wait. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Welcome, Chicago Bears wide receiver Kevin White. How's that sound to you?
I love it.
Yeah?
Got a little ring to it. This is what I've been dreaming for since I was a kid. I've been through so much, man. Just to walk across the stage and hug the commissioner, it was great. I was a little nervous, like, should I believe it? Is this really happening? So when the commissioner finally called my name, I just lost it. I was very happy. But the conversation that I had prior to getting selected, it was great.
And who was that, Kevin? Because you always get a phone call. Was that John Fox or Ryan Pace or was it Jay Cutler?
Right.
It wasn't Jay Cutler.
No, it wasn't Jay Cutler.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein that I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
On the Bud Light Indoor Weathermark Tavern South Loop, people getting ready here for the draft to start. Also a terrific place to watch a hockey game. There might be one later with some games for you, and they're ongoing all-you-can-eat fish fry as well. Good place to watch the big horse race tomorrow, too. We, right now, go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at KFishbane, and he writes for chicagofootball.com covering the Bears. Kevin Fishbane is with us on the Score. Kevin.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm just getting ready for, about 7 more hours at beautiful Hallis Hall.
Well, that's just this evening. You've got the whole weekend to look forward to at Hallis Hall. But, you know, I know Bears fans are pumped about it, Kevin. And let's start, obviously, with yesterday. We've gone in different directions. But you were at Hallis Hall as the pick was announced and were there when Ryan Pace came down to talk shortly after. What was the reaction there, both amongst the media and kind of your read on Ryan Pace following his first ever Bears draft pick?
Well, I think he is a perfect general manager because he got the ability to say, I'm thrilled with my pick. It's the guy we wanted. He had a big smile, and you're not a real general manager until you do that, like Ryan Pace did. So, you know, we'll never know if he would have taken Leonard Williams or if he actually wanted a Mike Fowler or what have you. But I think the way that he described Kevin White, and I was listening to Matt Miller earlier, and just the idea that this is somebody who, for one thing, was the best player available for the Bears and fits an absolute huge need. I mean, this is someone that's going to step in right away and be a contributor. I mean, look, if the ceiling for this kid could be over 1,000 yards receiving as a rookie, and we've seen rookie receivers the past 2 years do that with ease. So, you know, he talked about getting an impact player, and I was one of those people who said, yeah, I could see an edge rusher like a Vic Beasley going, but you wouldn't have gotten that kind of productivity necessarily out of an edge rusher that high as you could get out of Kevin White.
Did you make anything about the lead-up to the draft and the Bears' apparent reported involvement in discussions with the Titans over the 2 pick?
Well, I actually made a little bit more of the fact that Ryan Pace did not deny it when he was asked about it, which, you know, it didn't really surprise me, but I thought that was interesting. You know, how much of this was Tennessee leaking it, the Bears leaking it? You know, you guys probably already saw the stories that Jay Cutler was here today and met Kevin White and he arranged their dinner. If you want to throw that in your Jay narrative cycle of sorts, I'm sure that Ryan Pace was doing everything in his power just to kind of see what's out there. And I would be really curious to see what he thinks of Marcus Mariota, if he actually thought Mariota was franchise quarterback worthy, because if he thinks that, you have to try to get him, you know, and try, kind of ignore Jay Cutler. But, you know, you got to give Ryan Pace credit for just kind of not really focusing so much on, oh my gosh, I'm 37, it's my first time as general manager, but focusing on, I have a job to do. I need to make this team better for right now and for the long term. And whatever that takes, that's what I have to do.
Kevin, you achieved a rather unique perspective on Kevin White, being able to reach out to both his coach at Lackawanna Junior College and his high school coach as well. And obviously, he did not enjoy the success both in high school and junior college that he did at West Virginia's final year. What did you get from those two coaches? What was their kind of take on where White is right now?
Yeah, well, I'll start with his high school coach. You know, he explained that Kevin White grew up in Allentown and was playing in a very kind of rudimentary football team. And when he came to their school, which was a very big school and a very good conference, he was lost. The coach described he kind of floundered. He said to me, he goes, he wasn't very good. We saw the size, we saw the speed, we saw the potential, but he wasn't good. And it was the winter before his senior year of high school that he said Kevin White kicked in overdrive and just worked, you know, in the winter, just getting with the quarterback, and that kind of led to a big senior season. And that says a lot about someone at an early age, that, you know, because you can easily in high school sports, if you're not going to play varsity, kind of just give up and move on. But he got after it. And then the story from the junior college coach I thought was interesting. You guys have talked a lot about this whole kind of taking the 2 years before he actually played. How many people do you think who go to junior college for the purpose of using it as a launch point to Division I football can stand 2 years of not actually playing football and stay in school and still be able to get that third year in, play your football, and parlay that into going to a school like West Virginia? So pretty remarkable perseverance by Kevin White throughout, at the early part of his career when he had a lot of times that he could have just kind of quit and given up, and now here he is, the seventh pick of the draft.
What do you think his best position is, as they talk about wide receivers being X or Z? I know he can run like an X, but he can play over the middle. Is this going to be just a classic case of situationally moving him around matchup and scheme?
Yeah, I think we'll see a little bit of that. You know, in some ways, I'm curious. He obviously has more speed than Brandon Marshall, and he's going to be able to blow the top off the defense. Something he did a lot at West Virginia, and I'm guessing that's his most comfortable route, which sounds very basic because I think anybody can run a nine route just flying down the field. But I imagine the way that he's so physical and the way Ryan Pace described the way he gets in and out of his routes and a lot of the slant routes that he Ryan Pace kind of mentioned last night, they might kind of use him the way they use Brandon Marshall at times, not so much as a possession receiver, but moving around, maybe putting him in the slot, teaching him how to play the slot, and taking advantage of the middle of the field. And, you know, some of this hinges on Marquise Wilson, if he's actually going to turn into a player. But I think with someone like Kevin White, you have an option of, as you said, Dan, you can really move him around based on the matchup and take advantage of what the defense has given you, figure out how they're covering Alshon Jeffrey, and kind of go from there because he is so talented. And I think he's going to be more versatile than we're kind of hearing all these stories about how he only lined up at one side of the field. That was just, you know, that's their offense. There's only so much he can do based on what the offense is that they're running. His junior college coach told me their quarterback could not throw a deep ball. So his entire play